Magtagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, we have been discussing and considering the importance of God's Word. How important, how needful, how necessary it is for the child of God. Remember, beloved, that man is a triune being, made in the likeness and image of God, as 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I believe it is, tells us, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Man is a triune being, as Genesis 1:26 points out, created in the likeness and image of the triune God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:18-19 points out that the name of God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's God's name. And so God created man as a triune being with a spirit, soul, and body. And it's the spiritual part of man where we get our identity. We're either a child of God or a child of the devil. Under the control of the Holy Spirit of God or under the control of Satan and sin and evil lusts that rule and reign within our physical bodies. That's why we need salvation. That's why we need redemption. Because there's only one way that we can be born into the family of God and delivered from the power of Satan, and that is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and glorious resurrection. And so, beloved, once we're born into the family of God, we become a new person in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. And as a new creation, as a new babe in Christ, we need a good diet. And that's why the Word of God is so important. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3 again, let me read to you, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And, beloved, he is gracious. Remember, the word grace means unmerited favor. Favor that God shows to us that we're undeserving of. And so the Word of God opens up these truths to us. That's why it is so essential, so necessary, so important that we get into the Word of God, that we might grow spiritually and grow up in Christ Jesus. That's God's goal for us, that we might grow up into Christ Jesus. Let me look at a scripture here real quickly in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, and he tells us about how that God gave some apostles, verse 11, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, verse 13, and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. He's talking about growing up in Christ, maturing unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's God's goal for us, that we might grow up, that we might mature, that we might become like the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. You see, God's goal for us is that we might grow up, No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him, into Christ in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This is God's goal for us. This is God's will for us. He wants us to grow up, beloved. He wants us to grow up and to mature. And that's why we need the spiritual diet of God's Word. And so notice here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, and verse 12 and 13. For when in the time ye ought to be teachers, and Paul's writing to Jewish believers that they ought to be teachers themselves, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He is a babe. You see, the newborn child of God is spiritually an immature babe in Christ, and he needs the milk of the Word in order to grow, just like a physical baby needs physical milk in order to grow, needs the milk from its mother's breast, and needs a special diet in order to mature, in order to grow up to the point that it begins to cut teeth and is able to eat meat, more involved foods. And so a simple diet, so the simple truths of God's Word, that's the milk of the Word. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. And so we need a diet that we might grow in the truth of God's Word. And that's where the truth comes in, the Bible, the Word of God. It is has the simple truths or the milk of the Word. Notice again in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1 through 4. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, the simple truths of God's Word, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal." And the word carnal means centered around the flesh. You see, a babe in Christ, an immature child of God, is struggling with the flesh, trying to learn how to live the Christian life, and the way that one would try to live the Christian life is in the energy of the flesh. And you can't live the Christian life that way. The old carnal flesh will drag you down. And that's why the babe in Christ becomes frustrated and becomes confused, and the old devil comes and says, "I don't think you really got saved. I don't think you really accepted the Lord as your Savior." And people begin to doubt their salvation because of the struggle between indwelling sin and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. And so Paul says here, "Ye are but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." A baby Christian is a carnal Christian, one that struggles in the flesh to try to live the Christian life, and you can't live the Christian life that way. A baby Christian will make a bunch of rules and try to live by those rules. And, beloved, we can't keep the law. We can't keep the rules and regulations that man sets up. We can't live by those rules and those traditions and those regulations. That's why we need the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And that's why we need to grow spiritually by learning the truths of God's Word. Verse 2, Paul says, "I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, the more involved truths of God's Word, neither yet now are ye able. for you're yet carnal. They're still baby Christians, for you're yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, now he's going to show us what carnality does and how a baby acts, envious of what somebody else has, envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men, that is, walk after the flesh as unbelievers walk? You've seen babies when they have some toys and another baby comes along and tries to get one of the toys. They become envious. I want that toy. I want that. And they begin to struggle and to strive. And they're divided against one another. Get out of here. I don't want to play with you. And that's carnality, beloved. And how many times that appears in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as believers bicker and fight over insignificant things, things that are not really important. It's because of their impurity, their immaturity and their carnality. And so that's why, beloved, the Word of God is so essential. Divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? The people in the church were arguing over the preachers. They were talking about which preacher was better than another preacher. It's foolishness, beloved. It's silliness. It's childishness. And how often we see childishness in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today, because God's children have not gotten into God's Word, have not learned the simple truths of God's Word, and begun to grow spiritually and to mature in the Lord. And so, beloved, the new Christian needs the simple truths of God's Word. Now, the meat of the Word is for the mature believer, the one who has grown in Christ and is growing up in Christ. Notice again, 1 Corinthians 3:2, for I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. There's still a child and still immature in the Lord. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, Paul uses an illustration of the children of Israel who were in the wilderness, and he said they did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Speaking of some of the experiences that the children of Israel went through, verse 1, he says that they passed through the cloud and through the sea and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, as examples that we might learn from their mistakes. Till next time, goodbye.